This week's parasha is Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Vayelech is also read on Shabbos Shuvah this year. It is the first parasha of the new year. Parak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. We are on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went, Vayedaber Hadvarim Ha'eda al Kol Yisrael. And he spoke these words to all of Israel. Vayomer, and what is he saying on the final day of his life? And Maya Vaeshim Shana Anochi, I am 120 years old. Hayom today, Lo Ucha Oda Tsevilavo. I am unable anymore to go out and to come. Hashem Amar Eli Lo Tavar Sayardin Azem Moshe, as much as he wants to go in Vaschan 515 times, he has to go into Eretz Yisrael. What God said is the command he will fill. And Hashem said to me, you will not cross this Jordan. Hashem Elokecha, who over lefanecha? Hashem, your God, he will cross before you. Who yashmira sagayim ha'el mefanecha? It is he, the Ribono Shel Olam, that will destroy these nations before you, v'yirishtem, and you will possess the land instead of them. Yoshua, who over lefanecha? Yoshua, it is he who will cross before you. Kasher diber Hashem, like Hashem spoke. And Rashi says, what does it mean that Moshe said, lo uchal oda tsev levo? I can no longer go out and come in. Says Rashi, Yachal Shatashash Kocho, is it possible his strength had waned? Is he getting physically weaker? Talmud Lomer, yet the Torah tells us at the end of his life, at the end of Devarim, Lo Kahasa Eino Velo Nas Lecho, his eyesight did not dim, his moisture did not leave him. Elamahu Lo Uchal, and so how could Moshe say on the last day of his life, I am no longer able? It means Eino Rashai, I do not have permission to go. Shenila Mimeni Harishus Venidna Le Yoshua. Permission has been taken away from me and has been granted to Yahushua. So for a person of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu, if Hashem said, it's as if he was not able. Sure, physically he was able. But once Ribbono Shel Olam said, you are not able to go, he was no longer allowed or able to go. Hashem Amar Eli says, Rashi Zei Perush. This is the explanation why Moshe said, Lo Uchal Od, Let's Say Uvalavo, Lafish Hashem Amar Eli. And Eved Hashem lives with one Ratzon, and the Ratzon of God becomes his Ratzon. If Hashem said, I'm not able, then I am not able. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Ben Meiv Eshim Shana Anochi Hayom, today? Says Rashi, Hayom Malu Yamayu Shnosai. Today my days and my years have been filled. Biyom Zeh Noladati, on this day I was born. Biyom Zeh Amus, I have lived exactly 120 years, and on this day I will die. Davar Acher, let's say Vilavo, to go out and to come means on the Drash, Bedivrei Torah, in words of Torah, Melamed, Shenistatmu Mimenu Masoros Umayonos HaChachma. The knowledge, the Mesorah, I was handed down to him, and the depths, these springs, the wellsprings of wisdom were closed to him. His tafkid in this world was over. Hashem said, you can't go, and so he says, I am unable to go. And Hashem took away from him on that day the Mesorah and the Chachma, the wellsprings of Torah, because his life was over and Yahushua was taking over. We yet learn a very important lesson from the final day of Moshe Rabbeinu. I quote from the great Rabbi Dr. Abim J. Twersky, Zechono Levracha, and the Sefer Twersky on Chumash. He quotes the pasuk Ben Meiv Esrim Shana Anochi Hayam Lo Ucha Oda Tzei Hashem Amar Eli Lo Tavar Sayardin Ezeh. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, in living each week, I cited the comment of the Rebbe of Gur, who explained, Moshe Rabbeinu lived for one purpose and one purpose only, to do the mitzvos and to elevate himself spiritually. Some of us live for good food. Some of us live for vacations. Some of us live for going out to lunch with friends. Some of us live for Kiddush Kab. What did Moshe Rabbeinu live for? For only one purpose, to do the mitzvos and to elevate himself spiritually, says the Ger Rebbe. At this point in life, after 120 years, he had maximized the spirituality he could possibly attain. And how would he grow spiritually if Hashem still gave him breath in this world? At this point in life, there was only one way he could still grow spiritually. That was by the performance of mitzvot that are applicable only in the Holy Land, that cannot be performed elsewhere. Everything else that could be performed, he performed. Moshe pleaded to be allowed to enter the Holy Land so he could do these mitzvahs. Now, Rabbi Dr. Twersky does not quote the Gemara, but if you look in the Gemara, Sota, Yud Dalet Aleph, Darash Rabbi Simlei, Mipnei Man Esavim Moshe, Rabbeinu the Kaneis, Eretz Yisrael, V'chile Achol Mepiri, Hu Tzarich, V'chile Spar Metu, V'ahu Tzarich, Alakach Omer Moshe, Harbein Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael, V'einan Miskayimin, Elo Ba'aretz. Akonis anli la'aretz v'nis kaimu al yadi. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go and says the Gemara? Because he wanted to do the mitzvahs of tulias ba'aretz. So this seems to be the Gemara that Rabbi Dr. Twersky is quoting without quoting the Gemara directly, because he could not accomplish any more in chutz la'aretz. But yet his pleas were turned down, and he saw that there was no way he could enter the land, which means there was no spiritual growth for mitzvahs of tulias ba'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted death, because for Moshe Rabbeinu, a life without spiritual growth was not a life that was worth living. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, Moshe made it very clear that simcha, joy, is an essential component of divine service. He warned the Bnei Yisrael in Parshas Kisavu of the dire consequences that would befall the person, tachas asher lo avadata, as Hashem Elokecha besimcha v'tuv levav mirav kol, and the klalos Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, do you know why these calls are happening to you? Because you do not serve the Ribbono Shel Olam besimcha, with gladness, u'betuv levav, with a good heart, mirav kol, when you had so much. Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch points out the word sameach, sin mem ches, is related to and derived from the same source as the word tzomeach, tzadi mem ches. Sameach with a sin means happiness, joy, gladness. Tzomeach with a tzadi means growth. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, quoting Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch, true happiness can only come from growth, especially spiritual growth. The source of simcha is when we are tzomeach, growing. And therefore, a life devoid of spiritual growth is a life devoid of simcha. There's an important message in the relationship of tzomeach, happiness, to tzomeach, growth, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky elsewhere. He was an author of 90 books. I have cited the Gemara, that we should learn some things from the observation of nature. He quotes Maseches Erevin, Kuf, Amud Beis. We might learn from nature by observing how lobsters grow. Lobsters are confined within a rigid shell. As the lobster grows, the shell becomes too confining and oppressive, more and more constricting. So what does the lobster do? It sheds its shell. It grows a more spacious shell. As the lobster continues to grow, each new shell eventually becomes oppressive, too small, which causes the lobster and leads him to form a larger, more comfortable shell with more room for the lobster to fit. And Rabbi Dr. Twersky puts the next sentence in italics. The stimulus that enables the lobster to grow is discomfort it feels when the shell becomes oppressive. I repeat that again because, of course, it is Musar Haskell for our life. The stimulus that enables the lobster to grow is the very discomfort it feels when the shell becomes oppressive. If the lobster paradoxically would not feel discomfort, it would forever remain teeny. This has a strong lesson for us, of course. All right, Dr. Twersky is not only teaching us about lobsters, he's teaching about us what it means to be an Eved Hashem. We go through periods of discomfort in life. We all have nisyonos. We all have puranos. Halavai we should not, but the reality of life is that we do. Says the great Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, there's no such thing as the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken. And yet, paradoxically, it's the most challenging times in life. It's the most difficult times in life when we feel like a lobster constricted in a shell. From there comes the greatest growth. Growth is often accompanied by discomfort. He quotes the pasuk from Koheles, for with much wisdom comes much suffering. Tzomeach is related to sameach. Growth is related to happiness. Hence, there can be simcha even when one experiences discomfort. This is why we find our greatest tzaddikim, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, welcome the Yisurim, the spiritual growth stimulated by the discomfort, more than compensated for the suffering. Says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, we live in an era where scientific advances has given us unprecedented discomfort. We live in an era where scientific advances had given us unprecedented comfort in living. Western civilization has essentially become hedonistic. It is perfectly normal to seek relief from pain. However, we are at risk of rejecting all types of discomfort, including those that are stimuli for spiritual growth. And what do we need? We need some discomfort to spiritually grow. It might not be comfortable, but lessening the amount of impetus for growth also lessens the amount of true simcha we can achieve. And so on the day of his death, Vayelech Moshe, even then Moshe progressed. He had one last opportunity for growth by not going into Eretz Yisrael. By feeling that discomfort, paradoxically, it led to simcha, which leads to growth. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe, our teacher. He taught us and continues to teach us that growing and fulfilling oneself is the truest source of simcha, living by the Ratzon Hashem, and sometimes that discomfort leads to the greatest growth and Eved Hashem feels. I wish everybody a gemar v'chasima tova, a meaningful and uplifting Shabbos Shuva. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have a gemar v'chasima tova, shana tova u'mevurachas. Thank you so much for learning with me. Shabbat shalom, kol tuv, shana tova to all. Thank you so much.